Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Yes.
Yes, I was just calling. I wanted to keep you in the loop regarding the onboarding process.
What?
Yep, so it looks like all we need from Dwayne now is a 2-year proof and his test results, all right? So
You
once
said a
we get this, yeah,
a
2-year
two-year
proof of
proof?
residency.
Oh.
Yeah. Just any
Okay.
kind of official document that shows that he was in the state for 2 years, right?
All right.
And then we
Well,
just need his test results.
Yeah, listen, I am sure you're calling because, I'll tell him, but it's, you could call and tell him. Not a problem at all, Dana. My problem yesterday was I had called Monica because I wanted. The only thing I was interested in was whether, what was the procedure? Was it the same as I do now, calling in the morning and checking them out? And to inform her that I had spoke with Cynthia, she had been here, Miss Williams from UPMC, and that we were going to add an additional hour starting next Monday. She said she, so I said, okay, I would inform her. So I called and I left a message on her tape to please give me a call. Well, she didn't call. Well, fine. Well, I said the next morning I called. 2 seconds later, she called Dwayne back. And he was here when she called. So I told her, I said, look, first of all, I only wanted to ask you a question. That was number one.
Right.
Number two, I don't have any problem you discussing whatever, but I wanted to know how, was it going to be the same? Was it going to be any different? And I wanted to inform you, inform her that, we're going to add an extra hour. So don't just ignore my call because this is not Dwayne's decision. This is my decision.
Right.
Dwayne, and he's working for you. By working for me, but I don't have to use your company. I have a choice of who I want. That's not Dwayne's decision. And that's what really angered me because she just ignored my call. And then when I called back, she ignored it again and called him back in the next 2 seconds.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry that that happened to you, and I'll make sure that doesn't happen again.
Well, that's
but
fine.
To answer your question,
I'm not. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but I'm a very easy person to get along with. You understand?
Right.
But like I said, I wanted her to know you're not, Dwayne doesn't. If I decide not to go with Family First, then that's my decision. That's not Dwayne's decision.
That's right.
So when I call just to ask a simple question, don't ignore me. In fact, she told Dwayne, we'll tell him to call Dana because. That's, she'll, fine, then I'll call you. But she could have told me that herself.
Right, right. You're saying
that
she
I got the
kind of ignored
like,
your
I'm
calls
not.
And only
right.
reached out to Dwayne. Right.
Exactly.
Okay. I
exactly.
See.
That's what happened. And it really angered me because, like I said, if she had been busy, I could accept all that. But I called. She ignored the call. And 2 seconds later, she calls Dwayne. Telling him to tell me to call you. What she could have told me that herself.
Right. Right. She shouldn't have done that, no. Well, let me just answer your question just so we don't have that hanging. As far as the clocking in and out goes, so there's two different methods. Either Dwayne would have an app on his phone. It's called the HHA Exchange app. And what it does is it detects his location to make sure he's at your home address. And if he is, then he can clock in and out through that. The second option is to use a landline. Do you guys have that in your home?
I don't have a landline. And that's, well, what are you saying that you when you say an app, you mean like a GPS to
yes.
put on his phone?
Yes.
Never, not going to happen.
Okay. All right. So
I
that's
can tell
out of the
you
question.
Right now, what I do with the company we're with, not that it makes any difference. It's 10-10-81. I call it in every morning. As far as putting a GPS on this phone or putting one on his phone, I can guarantee you you're not going to put no GPS, and not on either one of these phones. Nah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nah. So right now you're saying that you call him in every day?
Every single day, and I call him out. Yes.
Okay. And the other company's okay with that, and that's done on your phone or his phone?
They've been okay with it for over a year, because that's how long we've been. It's done with my phone. I have to do it, you know.
Yeah.
And Dwayne's the type of guy, if I were ever going to court because I did something wrong, I sure wouldn't want him as a witness, because he doesn't lie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he knows how to spell lie. You understand?
Right.
He's just that type of person. But like I said, I call him in and out, and as far as putting a GPS on my phone, not in a million years. And I can guarantee you that it's be up to him. If he wants to do it, fine. But I can guarantee you that's not going to happen.
Okay. Yeah. Now, either way, it wouldn't be on your phone, because it doesn't make sense to check if you're at your house. And we just need to know if Dwayne is. So it wouldn't be on your phone either way. Okay. So, yeah, those are the two options. We can definitely work with that. We also have the timesheet option if there's ever – that's not a consistent method, but that's if there's ever any issues with the clocking in and out, you guys would be filling out a timesheet. All right?
Well, he would be filling it out, but I can tell you, Dana, no GPS, not on this phone. And if I had a land phone, I wouldn't let you do it.
Okay.
You know, because for 5 hours a day, that's not going to work. This looks like a problem.
Right, I see. So the only option you're saying would be for you to call in and out from your phone.
That's what we've done. That's what I've done about whatever at 9 o'clock this morning. He went across the street now to get Dunkin' Donuts. But if I were you, give him a call. Maybe he'll say, yeah, you can, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll run by him quickly, and then I'll try to get back to you.
I'll be here.
Okay. Okay, great. All right, so I'll reach out to you after I just confirm with him.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you for calling.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay.